We heard over and over again the past, present, and future. And there were few passages being quoted. The first is before us, Titus chapter 2. And Brother Brian, in the first session, he also quoted Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. And I'd like to add one more passage, where it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Talks about Christ Jesus, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Or if we put it in other words, he is our justification, sanctification, and glorification. It's wonderful to see the hope of the believer. And we hear there are two components to it. The first component is coming the Lord for his saints, which is the rapture. Second component is coming of the Lord with his saints, which is the appearing. But the word I would like to just highlight or emphasize here is not his appearing, our hope in his appearing, but the glory of this hope. And always I was stand wondering about the glory that in Romans chapter 3, we all sinned and came short of the glory. How come we are now looking for that glorious hope? Not only for the hope, but the glory, it comes with judgment. He is coming again to judge. As we heard now, every knee will bow. But we are looking for that day. Because our status, the saving grace, has changed our status. Now we are his own. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. We now endure or suffer. We will reign with him. Not only will be sharer of that glory to reign with him, but we will be, I would say, the display that the Lord will use for his glory.